OK， 我们大家一同在从第十九节开始来读。
We'll read from verse number 19 of chapter 7.
故此，我说愿意的善，我反不做；我说不愿意的恶，我倒去做。若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里面的罪做的。我觉得有个律，就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在，因为按着我里面的意思，我是喜欢上帝的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。我真是苦啊，谁能救我脱离这起死的身体？感谢上帝，借着我们的主耶稣基督就能够脱离的。这样看来，我以内心顺服上帝的律，我肉体却顺服罪的律了。第八章第一第二节一同读，一同开始读，一二三。如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为是生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。我们再次低头祷告。
Let us pray again.
请李博士带领祷告。
父神，我们来到你面前，再次感谢你，所以我们今天晚上能够再次有这宝贵的机会来到你的面前来思想，来从你的话语里面得到教导。我们再一次把时间交托在主的手里面，求主这段的时间里面圣灵光照我们，也能够透过你的仆人把你的话语、把你的圣道能够讲解得清楚。这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
阿门。在第七章这一段的圣经里面
，In chapter seven, in this passage,
一共两次提到不是我做的，是我里头的罪做的。
Twice he mentioned it was I who did it, but the sinful nature in Adam that did it.
那这样的解释是不是可以说呢？我不必负责任
？This kind of interpretation does it mean that I do not have to take responsibility then?
有一派的灵恩派，他们就用这样的话来安慰罪人。
Some of the charismatic will use this verse to comfort those sinners.
你没有错。
You're not wrong.
这不是你做的。
It is not you who do it.
是那酒鬼在里面做的。
It is the devil of drunkenness that did it.
这是奸淫鬼在你里面叫你。
This is the devil of this adultery that did it in you.
这是说谎的鬼在你里面。
This is the devil of this lying that did it.
所以你里面有许多许多邪灵恶鬼。
So there are many of evil and evil spirit in you.
怪不得你就没有办法行善。
No matter you, no wonder you cannot do good.
那你要怎么样可以解脱呢？
How to be liberated?
要求主从你心中把你的鬼赶走。
Ask God to cast out all this evil spirit in you.
这些的邪灵恶鬼离开你以后
，All this spirit and this devil when it leaves you，
你就可以做一个好的基督徒。
Then you can be a good Christian。
那这样的教训对不对呢
？This kind of teaching is it right？
你说这样的教训可能就根据这段里面的两次这样的讲解。
This kind of teaching could be founded on this two things here。
这样的教训是错的。
But this is wrong teaching。
因为犯奸淫的是你，不是魔鬼。
Because it is you who committed adultery, not the evil spirit.
赌博的是你，不是魔鬼。
It is you who gambled, not the evil spirit.
所以我不能把犯罪当作是鬼做的，而不是我做的。
So I cannot deem that the sinning is done by the evil spirit, not me.
如果我把犯罪当作是鬼在我里面借着我做的，那等于说呢，我就不必负道德的责任。
If I were to think that it is evil spirit through me do all the evils, then I do not have only ethical responsibilities.
当这种极端错误的解经出现的时候
，When this kind of wrong interpretation appears，
似乎可以吸引许多的人到主的面前。
It looks as if it can draw many people to Christ.
他们在那里大声祈求
，And then they cry out very loudly，
求主除去他们的鬼。
Then God will cast all the evil spirits，
好像圣灵的工作大大显明出来。
Like the work of Holy Spirit is being manifested.
但是这种宗教运动缺乏了什么东西呢
？But this kind of religious movement lacks something.
缺乏了一个最重要的认罪的心。
That is the confession in your heart.
所以呢，在这种运动的里面呢
，So in this kind of movement,
没有悔改的福音。
There is no calling or repentance.
没有认罪的决心。
There is no determination to repent.
没有负责任的道德感。
And also don't have a sense of responsibility in ethics.
恨罪的这一个心智。
Do not have a mind. The hate of sins.
因为它先建立在 我做的事不是我的错。
Because it is founded on the fact that what I did is not my wrong.
所以这种运动呢，就很难产生真正的复兴。
So this kind of movement is very difficult to produce true revival.
因为真正的复兴，一个最重要的记号就是认罪悔改。痛痛懊悔自己所做出的罪。
Because a mark and a sign of true revival is that you have a true repentance, true confession.
所以，如果把今天极端灵恩派的复兴运动跟在传统教会中间福音派的复兴运动做一个比较
，If you were to compare the extreme charismatic revival and the traditional orthodox revival in the church,
你看见传统正统的复兴是从恨罪、悔罪。认罪、痛苦、求主赦罪、寻求神救赎的恩典的动机开始。
You see that the motivation of those traditional orthodox revival comes from the confession, the rebuking, and the repentance of sin.
而极端的灵恩派的这种表面人数增加的复兴运动里面，就没有这样的现象。
But from the revival of the extreme charismatic and looks at phenomenally, they don't have these sort of things happening.
第二样。
The second,
在正统的这个复兴运动认罪的中间呢，人是看到自己在圣灵光照之下的败坏和求主怜悯。
In the confession of sins in the orthodox revival, we see that our weakness in sin when ask God for forgiveness.
所以他们祈求的这个项目就是神的赦免。神的施恩。
So the thing they ask for from God is that God forgive them.
他们所认识的是神的公义，神的审判，就在这样的光照之下，接受了圣灵的感动，他愿意离开罪。
So what they know is that God's righteousness and asking God forgive and they want to live sin.
许多灵恩运动中间的祷告是求福气、求成功、求顺利、求医病、求健康，所以动机。所要的是神的普遍恩典，不是救赎性的。
Whereas the motive coming from most of the charismatics, they want to ask for blessing and also prosperity, and do not ask for God's forgiveness in the sense.
Not the saving grace, but the common grace.
Not the saving grace, but asking only for common grace.
那你现在用归正神学的眼光一看，就看得很清楚。
So when you use Reformed theology to discern it, you see clearly.
我所以在。你们中间用归正神学来解经
，and because I use the Reformed theological framework to interpret，
因为里面的严谨性
，because the rigorosity of it，
乃是给你头脑做一个训练
，so your mind will be trained，
你可以分辨真的人假的
，you can discern what's right, what is wrong，
分辨从神而来或者不是从神
，that which come from God, that which do not come from God，
因为当我们进到灵界的时候
，because when it comes to the realm of the spirit，
我们只能。普通的人
，we ordinary people，
没有受过训练的人
，those who are not trained，
一见到超自然的范围，马上很容易认为这就是圣灵的工作。
When it comes to the realm of supernaturalness， we thought that it's the work of the Holy Spirit。
但如果我们是受过严格训练的人
，but we have been trained，
我们就从圣经的原则分辨出来，超自然有神的范围，有不是神的范围。
So from a biblical teaching， we know that even this supernatural realm has things that come from God， things that come from evil。
不是从神的范围又有两个范围
and that which doesn't come from the realm of God has two realms
就是人堕落有了本性的灵性的范围
so man's human nature after fallen and our spiritual nature
from the fallen human nature of human spirit 从的那些抵挡上帝的邪恶的灵的范围
and from the fallen nature of our spirit and also from that evil spirit realm
所以这样呢在这个属灵的在这个超自然范围里面有神来的，有人来的，有鬼来的。
So from the spiritual realm, there are things that come from God, some from self, humankind, some from evil spirit.
那么当你解经又不严谨的时候
，So when you do not follow a very strict principle in exposition of the Bible,
你可以很容易从圣经这里找一节，那里找一节，把它结合起来，断章取义，成了一个系统来自圆其说，与全本圣经完全。不相配合 的理论。
You can find a doctrine which is only the proof taxing from here and there, the Bible verses, but yet you form your own system, but it is not the biblical teaching of the Bible.
今天在这一段你就看见这个例子。
So here you can see this example.
我要做的我不能做。
What I want to do, I can accomplish.
我不要做的我做出来。
What I do not want to do, I did it.
我愿意的我没有办法。
What I desire, I cannot do it.
我不愿意的我早做出来。
What I desire, I did it.
保罗说，这就是说这样的不是我做的，是在我里面的罪做的。
Paul said, then it is the I who did it, but the sinful nature in me that did it.
那么既然两次出现这种现象，
so now there's two statements that come from this place.
保罗岂不是说呢，有另外一个动力成了我犯罪的动机吗？
Isn't it Paul is now saying that there is now motivational pause that caused me to sin then?
That is not impulse to motivate me. 这个动力在推动我的时候，
there's an impulse that motivate me to do it.
这不是我做的。
Then I didn't do it.
那么这个动力是什么？
Then what's the impulse and motivation?
我里面的罪做的。
That is the sin in me that did it.
那你已经注意到了第五章第八章到第八章原文是用这个单数的罪来描写这个罪的事。
So you already know that from chapter 8 to chapter, from chapter 5 to chapter 8, they use a singular sin to describe it.
所以通常我们说的这是好像是被位格化的罪。
So we say it's a personified sin.
那保罗到底是看里面有另外位格是吗？
Then does it mean that Paul see another person within us?
不是我做的。
No, I did.
我是唐崇荣。
I am Stephen Tong.
唐崇荣不要犯罪。
Stephen Tong doesn't want to sin.
是唐崇荣里面的罪的力所犯的。
It's the law of sin within Stephen Tong that sin.
不是我做的。
No, I did it.
是我里面的罪。
It is a sin within me that did it.
里面有一个另外的东西叫我犯罪。
So there's an entity within me that caused me to sin.
那么这样到底我有没有犯罪？
So does it mean, do I have a sin now?
我如果没有犯罪，
if I did not sin,
那为什么定我的罪？
Then how can you condemn me?
如果我犯罪，
if I did,
这里说不是我犯罪，
but still say I didn't sin.
所以要怎么解决这个问题？
So how can I solve this problem?
亲爱的弟兄，
my dear brothers and sisters,
许多时候人杀了人以后醒过来就发现，为什么我刚才杀了？
Many times when people kill, when they now be awakened, they say, how could I kill just now?
这个研究最凶恶的罪犯的心理学常常遇到的事情。
This criminal psychologist, they found this out.
当一个女子失去她的贞操的时候，
when a lady has lost her virginity,
好像在她的情欲的中间一时享受的忘记了她终身圣洁的责任。
In the last, when she enjoys, she forgot her responsibility in this purity.
所以这样呢，我们的个性中间有个愿意行善，同一个呢根本不愿意行善的对立的那个我在里面。
So in my nature, there's a self, the one which desire to do good, the other hate the evils.
我相信保罗写这本书的时候，
I believe that when Paul wrote this book,
是比 Sigmund Freud, 是比这个 Jean Paul Sartre 这些心理学家跟存在主义的哲学家更早两千年分析人性。
Even 2000 years earlier than this Sartre and also earlier than Freud, he analyzed our psychology.
他们实在太落后了，
they are too shallow.
所以保罗早就对自我存在以及对我存在这相对性做了最美好的描写。
So Paul had described very well my own existence, the critique of my own existence in this analysis.
所以存在在他的本体，
existence in his substance,
存在对自我存在的相对性，
and the relativeness of the existence to existence.
就是 being in itself and being to itself.
That's being in itself and being to itself.
就是变成分割出来的。
So it becomes being separated.
人被造本来就是这样。
Man has been created such.
所以有时候你睡到一半的时候，
sometimes halfway in the sleep,
你为了做错一件事你醒过来了。
And because of something you awaken.
但是你眼睛没有开起来。
But your eyes are open.
你自己对就是你为什么这么笨。
Then you tell yourself, how am I so stupid?
你怎么会做这样的事情？
How can you do such things?
那你就回答说，我就没有办法嘛。
They say, I have no way out.
那那个时候你怎么会没有办法？
Then how can you have no way out?
我那个时候就傻傻的。
I was so stupid then.
你为什么会这么傻？
How come you're so stupid?
那个时候没有人跟你讲话，你就变成自己对话。
No one is talking to you, but you have dialogue on yourself.
什么叫做可能自己对话？
You have a self-dialogue.
就是在你的存在中间。
That in your existence.
有自我存在，还有对我存在。
And being in itself and being to itself. yourself,
自我意志跟对自我意志的自我批判，
and also your own consciousness as a critique of your consciousness.
那么那个另外一个动力到底是什么？
And what is that another motivation force?
这段圣经早一段已经讲出来了。
Here the previous passage said it.
我已经卖给罪。
I am already sold to sins.
在我肉身中间。
In my flesh, that's not good.
在我肉身中间没有良善。
In my
No goodness.
In my flesh, there's no goodness.
我们已经卖给罪。
Because I'm sold to sin.
这样的罪就不是单单是一个你的行为的选择，正悟的一种行动。
So sin is not just a mere conduct of a choice of good and evil.
罪就变成一个控制你、管理你、控告你的一个力量。
So sin become a force, a voice that control you.
怪不得保罗说，不要允许罪在我们这必死的身体上来作王。
No wonder Paul said, "Do not allow sin to reign upon you in this body of death."
当你第一次犯罪的时候
，the first time when you sin,
你似乎是很纯粹的中性的自由
，as if that neutrally you're free.
我要
，I want.
我不要
，I do not want.
但你犯了一次以后
，but after once you've committed,
罪就居上风。
Then sin now is superior.
掌管你的自由。
Control over your freedom.
你就慢慢被麻醉，一步一步被罪带到你原先知道不可以去，但现在没有办法不去。
Then you're numbed by sin and taken away, drifted away to a place that you don't want to go by sin.
真的很可怕。
This is terrible.
这是动物的生命中间没有的事情。
This is something that might happen in the life of animals.
这是人的生命中间常常发生的事。
But frequently happens in man.
罪一在你必死的身体上做王的时候
，When sin reigns in the body of death，
他就不放过你
，He will not let you go。
你就产生那个自我矛盾的生活
，So you have a self-contradicting life。
这样的你的惯性犯罪的作为
，So your action in habitual action of sinning，
里面的良心代表上帝的功用就对立起来。
And the function of conscience that represent God now are in conflict。
那你这个人还是一个人。
But you are still a single person.
里面有罪的律。
There is a law of sin.
里面有良心的律。
There also a law of conscience.
那良心到底是什么呢？
This conscience, what is conscience?
良心是上帝的代表，放在人心里面一个审判的声音。
Conscience is a representative of God that's put in us a voice of judgment.
所以我里面变成有两个我的样子。
So as if that within me there are two selves.
是一个我。
But oneself,
but 有两个律。
But two laws.
一个是因罪性的罪的行为犯罪的习惯所产生的一种罪的律的声音。
And a voice that comes from a habitual sinning, become a law.
另外是一个要喜欢上帝原先所定的道德原则的那个律。
But another law that like the law that God has set for us.
就变成交战了。
So they come at war.
所以呢我们是很困难。
So we are in such a difficult time.
那保罗这些话到底是指还没有信耶稣以前的情形？
Paul in this kind of description does it describe him before he became Christians?
或者是指已经信耶稣以后的情形？
Or a description after he became a Christian?
我相信只是信耶稣基督以后还有可能的情形。
I believe they're describing a situation that's possible after even you become a Christian.
所以我们千万不要以为一信耶稣万事都解决了。
So do not think that when you become a Christian, all things have been solved.
你信耶稣，我们就等着上天堂，平安无事，非常顺利。
Then you become a Christian, you're supposed to plan sinning, you're waiting to be ascended into heaven.
是相反的。
But in the reverse.
你的恐怖分子已经跑进去。
Because the terrorist has come within you.
所以你无法预防。
So you cannot prevent now.
所以你一定要天天依靠上。
So daily you got to repent on God.
你才会过一个得胜。
Then only you can live like victory.
那么你知道呢，你发现你自己成为自己的仇敌。
So when you see that you yourself become your own enemy.
所以没有任何一本书比这张圣经更清楚告诉我们，人在自己对自己的中间 所受的这个仇恨，受的敌对是何等的可怕。
No, Singapore has tell us that the converting of yourself to your own self is more terrifying.
我们的仇敌不在外面。
Because our enemy is not outside of us.
我们仇敌在你。
Our enemy is within us.
我们的仇敌不是别人。
Our enemy is not others.
我们仇敌就是我自己。
Our enemy is we ourselves.
我以我的身体。
And I and my body.
变成对抗的，好像二元的本质。
Become a conflicting dual entity.
保罗在别的地方讲一句话。
Paul in another place he said,
我是攻克己身，叫身服我。
I'm subduing my own body so that my body will subdue to me.
他有一个责任。
So he has a responsibility.
我对抗自我。
I'm fighting against myself.
因为这个罪恶的这个全能。
Because this power of sin,
要透过我肉体的软弱。
Through the weakness of my body,
来使我服情欲同世上犯罪的事情。
So that I'll serve lust and also be obedient to the sinful world.
但我不是要这样的。
I do not like this.
我不愿意。
I do not like it.
所以我这个我呢，如果要让它分割。
So if this self were to be separated,
那么我就让我的肉体随着情欲的习惯去了。
Let my body go with the lust.
我就是不愿意自我分割
，because I do not want myself to be divided。
我要产生心灵喜欢上帝的灵，来控制肉体所喜欢犯罪的灵的这个矛盾。
I want to have this conflict of my spirit submitting God, but yet my body want to go against God。
所以当他在挣扎的中间
，so when he's in this struggle，
保罗就站在所有的软弱中间，靠着自己没有办法得胜人的地步。讲了一句很痛苦的话。
Paul stands in the position in the midst of all difficulty whereby he cannot be victorious over himself. He said a word which is very suffering.
So he is now representing all the people who are living in the weakness.
所以保罗就代表了所有在这个软弱中的人。
他就把心中最深的哀叹把它呼喊出来。
And then he cried out a greater sight in us.
我真苦啊。
And such a wretched I am.
谁能救我脱离这个体式的身体
？Who can save me from this body of death？
这是圣徒伟大的救赎。
This is the great understanding of the Saint Paul。
这不是罪人的呼喊而已。
This is not just a cry of a sinner。
这个是圣徒伟大的救赎。
But it is the apostle who is the saint who had this great understanding。
The awakening。
The awakening。
Great saint。一个伟大的圣徒
There's a great Saint Paul
不讲保罗一个圣徒
There's a great saint
无论是你是我
No matter it's you or I
当你要成为伟大的圣徒的时候
When you want to become a great saint
你一定会自我仇恨自己
Then you want to hate yourself
你会发现你需要面对的仇敌就是你自己
You know that the greatest enemy you got to face is yourself
你要谦卑承认你没办法
You got to be humble and say that you have no way out
真正承认自己没办法
One when you fully acknowledge that you have no way out
你才会跑到这里面
Then only you can come to God
当你救到你自己有力量的时候
When you are awakened know that you are powerful
你一定被自己的罪性所征服
It is because you have been subdued by the sinful nature.
以为你可以靠自己的时候
You thought that through yourself you can be victorious.
你已经进入更大的痛苦
You are now entering the greatest suffering.
撒旦最喜欢叫人靠自己
Satan wants us to depend on ourselves.
靠自己的人一定最痛苦
And he who depends on himself will suffer much.
当你发现你自己是你的仇敌的时候
When you discover that you yourself is your own enemy.
你以圣洁的动机
And use a very pure motivation
向神发出呼喊
You cry to God
真正知道你靠自己没有办法得胜自己
Truly know that through yourself you cannot be victorious
你就明白这句话
Then you understand the meaning of this statement
我真苦啊
So wretched am I
谁
Who
能救我
Can save me
脱离这其实的身体
From this body of death
所以这样呢我们看见就有三个不同的这个位分了
So we see three different Position of person, the first
就是我这个我
I
在遇到苦难中间的位分
When the position when you are in suffering
第二
The second
就是我这个身体要把我带到犯罪的痛苦中间那个位分
My body wanting to bring me to the suffering of sin and that person
第三
The third
一定有一位可以拯救我
There's someone who can save me
那一位是谁呢
Who's that
到第八章 才真正讲出来。
Only when it comes to chapter 8, it is clear.
好，现在我要解释这一段的时候。
Now when I expound on this,
我用一个历史上的典故来跟你们明白。
I use a historical saying.
罗马帝国的军纪是很严格的。
You know the Roman Empire, they're very strict in the rules of the armies.
他们打仗的时候是经验都记录下来。继续训练下一代。
At a time when they have a war, they record all the experience so they can use experience to train the next generation.
罗马帝国呢，他是到的地方所向无敌。
The Roman Empire, wherever they go, they cannot be defeated.
打到欧洲北部。
So when they come to the north of Europe,
打到亚洲西部。
When they come to the west of Asia,
打到地中海所有的国家。
And all the nations being conquered in Mediterranean.
英国打到苏格兰。
When they come to the Great Britain and also Scotland,
打到西班牙。
Come to Spain,
他们打到非洲北边。
And come to Africa,
所以他们所面对的最大的强敌。
So the biggest enemy they encounter,
应当是汉尼拔。
汉尼拔。
结果汉尼拔还是没有办法来免受这个免去这个罗马人对他的消灭。
So even Hannibal was later on being squashed by these Romans.
伟大的天才。
This Hannibal is a great talent,
结果没有办法。
But he had no way.
那么亚历山大大帝所传留下来的。
And though the descendant came from Alexander the Great,
希腊的帝国的所有的土地也给他争夺。
The great empire now had been conquered.
所以这个罗马帝国呢，对那些的不忠于帝国的兵队的处理是严格的不得。
So the Roman Empire to those army was not loyal to him, they deal with them very severely.
他要他们凶猛。
They want them to be fierce,
勇敢
brave,
要他们忠心
and loyal,
要他们坚韧
and also want to be enduring.
如果罗马的军队有逃兵怎么办？
If the Romans, the army, have someone who run away from their duty,
他们要把他抓回来
they will be captured.
因为这逃兵可以倒锅的。
So because these runaway soldiers can come and fight against themselves,
所以要把他抓回来。
So they got to capture him.
那么处死他。
And he got killed.
这样他就不能像瘟疫一样散布毒素在罗马的军官的中间。
So that he would be not like a plague that's going to contagious all the enemy armies.
那他们呢把逃兵抓来的时候。
So when they capture the runaway soldier.
怎么样处理他呢？
How are they going to deal with him?
他要慢慢给他死。
They want to kill him slowly.
慢慢给他死的办法是怎么样？
And what's the way?
是把一个活的逃兵。
So leaving runaway
跟一个死了的尸体绑在一起
and with the dead corpse now tied together
怎样绑呢
how are they going to tie it
面对面
face to face
胸对胸
and breast to breast
手对手
and hand to hand
脚对脚
and leg to leg
鼻对鼻
and nose to nose
眼对眼
eye to eye
口对口
and mouth to mouth
把它绑在一起
they want to tie them together
所以这样绑
so they tie this way
绑了又怎么办呢
？After when tie it,
那么这死了的尸体慢慢臭。
So the dead come down,
就慢慢 smell,
decay.
那么当它慢慢味道臭的时候
，when it come bad smell,
这个活的不能走，因为绑在一起。
But the live one cannot run away.
所以它就嗅那臭味。
So when smell the bad odor,
吸那个整个尸体的臭味进去。
And when the bad odor being smelled,
那么它没有办法逃。
So it cannot run away.
不但如此
，Not only so,
人死了以后。
When man died,
过了几个钟头
after a few hours,
肌肉开始朽坏了
you know, the decay of the body starts,
过了12个钟头
12 hours later,
开始一些虫出来了
and some of the worm will come,
过了24钟头
24 hours later,
虫有的是伸出翅膀飞来飞去
and they have the wings coming from the worm,
那么当你跟一个尸体绑在一起
so when they tie together with a corpse,
两天以后呢
after 2 days,
那些虫就从他鼻子跑到你鼻子来了
and the worm will come to your, through your nose,
那么那个呢不但是臭
No, it's bad smell.
那些虫就开始爬在你的身上。
Then they crawl over you.
那么你说你要哪边？不能，因为你手也是绑着。
You cannot do it because your hand is tied.
所以你那时候是痛苦的不能。
So you suffer much.
你那时候没有办法走。
So you cannot no run, you cannot run away. You cannot run away.
所以那些从尸体身上伸出的小飞虫就在你身上乱飞一场。
So those small insects will run around you.
这种爬爬爬到你的眼睛。
They crawl to your eyes.
爬到你耳朵里面钻进去。
Even penetrate in your ears.
你又没有办法弄出来。
And you cannot figure it out.
所以这样到最后怎么办
？So finally,
你有没有东西吃
？Do you have thing to eat?
慢慢你也饿死。
You also will starve to death.
你饿死。
You starve to death.
你哭死。
You suffer much.
You 大哭。
You cry.
没有人叫你。
No one will listen to me.
所以这个人就会这样说。
So this member said,
有谁能救我脱离这个起死的深渊？
Who can save me from this body of death?
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
因为这个尸体要取我的身体，给我的身体被死锁这个降临。
Because this body of death wants to take away my body, it will cause me to die.
我这个活的身体是跟死的身体绑在一起。
So my living body is tied to this corpse.
所以这个死的身体置我的身体于死地。
So this corpse wants to cause me to die.
你就明白这一点。
So now I understand this verse.
我真苦啊。
Wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这其实的身体？
Who can save me from this body of death?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
你听到这里你很明白了。
When you hear this, you understand now.
所以你在读的时候。
So when you read,
你的感受就不一样。
The feeling will be different.
好，我们大家再读好。
We'll read one more time.
我们大家再读第十九节开始。
From our 19 onwards.
故此我
所愿意的一
我
所不
做，
我所不愿意的二我倒去做，若我去做所不愿意做的，就不是我做的，乃是住在我里头的罪做的。
我觉得有个律，
就是我愿意为善的时候，便有恶与我同在。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另一个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去，叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律。
我真是苦啊！
谁能救我脱离这其实的身体呢？
第二十五节，大家都
感谢上帝，靠着我们的主耶稣基督就能脱离了。这样看来，
我以内心顺服上帝的力，
我肉体却顺服罪的力量。
那这样呢？你明白这句话多么严重了？
So you understand this work is serious.
谁能救我脱离这其实的？
Who can save me from this body of death?
我现在被绑在一起。
I'm now being tied together.
我是没有办法分开的。
I cannot be separated.
当你追求圣洁的时候，
When you seek after purity and holiness,
肉体的灵叫你一直犯罪的时候，
But your body causes you to sin,
你就开始恨你自己。
So you hate yourself.
你甚至恨你的身体。
You hate your body.
有的人祷告求主给他快快死。
Some pray that God will cause him to die fast.
免得在肉身中继续犯罪。
Lest in the body there's continual sin.
所以你变成一个很矛盾的，很挣扎，很痛苦，很没有自由的。
So you become a self with a contradicting without freedom.
那么接下去呢，他怎么说呢？
So now what we Paul say?
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
靠着主。
By him,
我能得胜。
I can be victorious.
这样基督教就免去做一个呢讨厌身体而看轻身体、克制身体，做一个呢非常苦待自己的宗教。
So then Christianity allow us not to hate our body to asceticism.
We can be avoid from being asceticism religion. 我们不必做一个呢苦待自己的宗教。
We can be avoided to be ascetic religion.
那这是很重要的事情。
This is important.
因为当一个宗教深深体会罪恶的可怕的时候，
So when a religion truly understands the horrifying nature of sin,
你深深感受没有办法脱离这些罪的控制的时候，
And truly also know that he cannot be escaping from the control of sin,
他就很可能沦落成了一个苦待己身，用苦克服自己，用各样的困难、各样的痛苦来苦待自己，这种克制自己的宗教。
It will then be possible for this type of religion to fall into the state of asceticism, so that they want to mount to their own body.
所以要静一。
So you want to ascetic,
要睡在真床的上面。
You want to sleep on the bed of needles.
自己苦待自己。
You want to mount to yourself.
那么当一个圣徒要过圣洁生活，
So when a saint want to live a life of sin,
他发现罪的可怕，
He finds the horrifying nature of sin,
欲念的这个动力，
And also the power of lust,
他发现这个肢体，就是身上的肢体对罪恶的这个妥协和这个贪好，
And also the member of the body now compromise with sin,
那怎么办呢？
Now what are we going to do?
保罗不是说呢，你就切断你的肢体。
Oh, did I say that severe than your members?
或者你就克服你的肢体。
Oh, you want to mount to your own self.
正像许多的印度教的人所做。
Like some of the Hindus who do it.
他们有的人呢，把这个整个桌子都钉上很大的钉子，一根一根的，几百根那样，他们就躺在上面。
Some have a table, have all the needles that sleep on that.
将使自己的身体受苦，他以为这样就可以脱离罪的捆绑。
So that bodily they suffer, they thought that they were liberated from the bondage of sin.
还有一些极端的天主教徒。
Some of the extreme Catholics,
他们来自己定自己十字架，好像效法耶稣基督一
样。They want to crucify themselves, imitating Christ.
然后让血一直流出来。
So that the blood will drip out.
那他们呢？经过苦难，他们可以脱离罪恶。
So through this suffering, they thought they can liberated from sin.
保罗在这里是讲到犯罪的人心中的痛苦。
Paul is describing the suffering nature in our heart when we sin.
追求圣洁的人心中的挣扎。
And also struggle of one who seek for a holy life.
但是接下去。保罗没有讲到我们就要苦待自己的身体。
But then Paul did not say that we must maltreat our body.
保罗没有讲真正解释的办法，就是呢脱离这身体，你才可以自由。
Or to say that through a delivery to maltreat your own body.
那保罗怎么解决这个办法？
What did how did Paul solve this problem?
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
靠着我们的主耶稣基督。我们可以得出释放。
Through our Christ Jesus, we can be liberated.
所以这样呢，基督教又再一次证明，不是自我攻克自己，自己拯救自己的宗教。
So then Christianity one more time proves that it is the we ourselves who save ourselves, who liberate our own self.
第三章告诉我们
，And the third chapter says,
我们不是借着立功得着拯救
，Not through the way of merit but salvation.
我们就是信主的。
The author of the way of believing in Christ.
第七章告诉我
As chapter 7 says,
我们是靠着基督得着拯救。
It is by Christ we are saved.
我们不是把这个自己的身体的肢体的这个功用把它压制的。
We are not suppressing the function of the body.
所以基督教不是中医的宗教。
So Christianity is the one who let go our lust.
基督教也不是禁欲的宗教。
Not the one who this conducted ascetic.
基督教不是以自己立功得救的宗教。
Or through the way of merit.
基督教更不是呢自己苦待自己而得救的宗教。
Or that we maltreat our body so that we can be saved.
所以当把这伟大的这个灵性的经验讲出来的时候
，So when you expound this great spiritual experience,
马上仰望耶稣。
Then he looked up to Jesus.
马上把答案提出来。
And also he brought out the solution.
第七章最后这两句话
，And the two last statement of chapter seven
是很大。或者非常大体的把这个救赎从耶稣基督那边讲出来。
It is very macro perspective that talk about salvation that come from Christ.
到了第八章的时候
，When it comes to chapter eight，
真正解释到底靠着耶稣基督怎么样会得这样的拯救
？Then you truly expound that through Jesus, how can we be saved？
我怎样就我脱离这其实的身体
？How can I save myself through this body of death？
我真苦啊
！Such a wretched am I！
谁能救我脱离这其实的身体
？Who can save me from this body of death？
讲完以后呢
？After that，
感谢上帝
，Praise God， say，
靠着主耶稣基督
，Through Jesus Christ，
又可以得救了。
That I can be saved，
所以救赎不出于我
，So salvation doesn't come from me，
救赎不出于我的功劳
，Doesn't come from my merit，
救赎也不出于我的苦。
Doesn't come the fact that I maltreat myself.
不能将功补过。
I cannot use merit to substitute for my loss.
我也不能够用苦待自己来除过。
I cannot use maltreating myself to nullify this wrongs.
基督教不是自救的宗教。
Because Christianity doesn't teach about self-saving.
基督教是从神为中心，赐下救恩。拯救我们的宗教。
But Christianity teaches that God is the center. God gives us grace and salvation so that we are saved.
这就是全本圣经贯彻始终全无一致的原则，救恩出于耶和华。
This is a consistent principle of the Bible that salvation comes from Jehovah.
耶和华借着基督到世界上来拯救我们。
God through Jesus Christ coming to the world to save us.
所以这整个的这个凯旋的歌先大体上提出来了。
So this song of victory is now being brought out in a macro scale.
但是呢
，But then
后面这句话就变得很特别、很突然的一句。
The last statement become a very sudden statement.
这样看来啊
，Then
我内心顺服上帝的理。
That my mind was submit to God's law.
我的肉体顺服罪的律了。
My sinful nature is a slave to the law of sin.
我们如果不小心
，if we're not careful，
我们会更严重的解错最后一节的事情。
Even very wrongly we interpret the last statement.
那么更严重解错是怎样解错的
？What's been more serious in a wrong interpretation？
我靠耶稣基督
，I through Christ Jesus，
我心灵得救了。
My spirit is saved，
肉体是没办法的。
There's no way from the body.
让他犯罪好了。
Let it sin.
反正肉体顺服罪的力，心灵顺服上帝的力，就是这样了。
Because my body is a slave to the sin of the law of sin, my spirit go to God.
所以这种错解
，That's a wrong interpretation.
就是基督徒过一个呢，不能够言行一致、信行一致的生活。
Because Christian cannot be a Christian of integrity.
那么有没有这个可能呢？
Is that possible?
有很大的可能。
Very possible.
所以改教运动以后一百年。
So 100 years of Reformation.
德意志帝国里面的基督徒。
The Christian in Germany.
他们呢？一百年以后。
100 years later.
他们变成这个喝酒、跳舞、犯罪、放荡，完全没有圣洁的生活。
They are the one who lead not a holy life but a lustful life.
所以就产生了一个反对的势力出来。
So then there's the opposite power that appears.
那反对的势力叫做金钱主义运动。
That is the Pietism.
Pietism 重要的人物有三个。
And three important person from Pietism movement.
一个叫做 Spener.
Sam.
Spener.
Spener.
一个叫做 Franke。
Franke
还有一个支持他们两个人很重要的叫 Zinzendorf。
Zinzendorf
那这三个人
These three persons
他们所发动的金钱运动是什么呢
The movement they started in this paradigm
就是他们说基督徒不应当这样
They said Christians shouldn't be so
你怎么做一个基督徒
How can you be a Christian
生活这样放荡
And they live a lust of life
你这样顺从心意
That you want to submit to your last?
这样不过圣洁的生活。
Lead an unholy life?
那些基督徒回答什么呢
？The Christian will answer.
我们这就是靠恩典嘛。
I'm saved by grace.
我们不是靠行为嘛。
Not by conduct.
我们是因信称义，不是因行为称义。
We are justified by faith and conduct.
我已经信上帝了。
I will believe in God.
在我的里面已经称义算了。
So in me, I've been justified.
上帝看信心，不看行为嘛。
Because God sees my heart, not my conduct.
所以我就肉体的行为乱来不要紧。
So my body conduct is doesn't matter.
那个时候马丁路德。已经死了。
Martin Luther is dead. Is dead.
如果马丁路德还在
，If Martin Luther is continue to live，
他会非常痛苦，看见德国特别路德会的人对因信称义的道理的去。
He feels so sad that misinterpretation of the Lutherans in justification by faith。
不是说这一个人因信称义的道理不对。
I'm not saying that this doctrine of justification by faith is wrong。
我是说，如果你对因信称义的道理没有正确周全的了解
，But what I'm saying that if you're not truly understand this doctrine of justification by faith，
你就再一次把信心跟行为分割出来。
Then you will now define again this this work and faith。
正像刚才说一种的灵恩派。把你犯罪或者你里面的罪犯罪分割出来是可怕的事情。
Just like some of these currents, that they will separate is you sin or the sinful nature in you the sin.
照样，你把你自己的心灵跟你的肉体分割起来，把信心跟行为分割出来也是危险。
So even it is dangerous for you to separate this faith and work.
所以呢，我真苦啊。
So wretched am I.
谁能救我脱离这气？
Who can save me from this body of death?
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
借着我们的主耶稣基督，我们可以得着拯救。
Through Christ Jesus our Lord, we can be saved.
我们明白这是他救，不是自救。
We understand that he who saved, not we who saved.
最后一节。
The last verse.
这样看了。
Then
我心灵顺从上帝的力。
My spirit obeyed God's law.
肉体顺从罪的力。
My body obeyed the law of the sin.
那这句要怎么解释呢
？Then how to interpret this？
所以你一定要看第八章。
So you have to read chapter 8。
我刚才说真正的答案是在第八章。
That's why I say the true answer is in chapter 8。
所以接下去几个礼拜。
So the following weeks。
我盼望上帝的灵引导我们。
I pray that God's spirit will guide us。
明白在圣灵里面靠着基督得胜的生活。
To understand that in the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, what is a true victorious life?
所以第八章是圣灵对圣徒所做的使人得胜的工作。
So chapter 8 is the Holy Spirit working through the saints to lead a victorious life.
第七章是圣徒得救赎以后看见自己内心同心身体中间征战痛苦。
Chapter 7 is a cry of a saint who has been saved, seeing their own nature, there's a conflict, and he cried out.
我大概再讲五分钟到七分钟，我们就结束今天的解经。
I'll preach five or seven more minutes. We'll conclude this meeting.
保罗讲这段话以后
，After Paul had expounded this,
第八章他说什么
？Chapter 8 he says,
如今
，Now,
基督耶稣里的人就不再定罪了。
Who is in Christ will not be condemned anymore.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
这是一个。 地位得胜的宣称。
This is a declaration of a victorious position.
我在基督里。
That I am in Christ.
我已经在基督里了。
I'm already in Christ.
基督已经拯救我了。
Christ has saved me.
我有没有继续不断常常活在基督里？
But do I continually to live in Christ?
我得救了。
我要 I'm safe.
我有没有继续不断靠着基督使我过得胜的生活？
Continually relying on Christ Jesus, I lead a victorious life.
在基督里面的就不再定罪。
There's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为这位基督不是客观存在与我没有关系的基督。
Because this Christ is not a Christ that exists objectively. He has no relationship with me.
这位基督已经为我的缘故死。而拯救我脱离罪恶，我在他里面已经领受了新地位的基督。
But this Christ has died for my sake, has saved me so that in Him I live.
只要我是住在基督里
，I'm living in Christ.
我与基督有个别的关系。
I have a personal relationship with Christ.
基督的救赎是为了我。
The saving grace of God is for me.
基督所流的血是洗净我。
The blood of Christ Jesus is to cleanse my sins.
基督在十字架上代求是为我求。
The supplication of Christ on the cross is for me.
基督的拯救是应许我在救赎里面。
And also His promise in the salvation is for me.
如今在基督里的人就不再定罪。
So there's no more condemnation for those who are in Christ.
我有罪吗？
Am I a sinner?
我还在犯罪吗？
Do I continue to sin?
我有可能不犯罪的时候。
Is it possible that I live in sin?
有。
Yes.
但我不定罪。
But I will not be condemned.
什么意思呢？
What do you mean?
按地位说。我不再是罪人。
Positionally, I'm no more a sinner.
按状态说。
According to the state.
我还会过犯罪的时候。
I will still live sometimes commit sin.
虽然我还会过犯罪的时候。
Even though sometimes I will still fall into sin.
地位已经不是罪人。
But positionally, I'm no more a sinner.
所以千万不要把我当作犯罪的人来看待。
Do not deem me as a sinner.
我是圣徒。
I'm a saint.
我是得救的人。
I'm a safe one.
我现在呢，很可能还有犯罪的行为。
This is possibly for me sometimes to fall into sin.
我需要的是再一次得救吗？
Do I need another salvation?
不是。
No.
因为在基督里面已经不定罪了。
Because in Christ you are not condemned.
那么不定罪了，我可以继续犯罪吗？
So am I not condemned? I can continue to sin? No.
因为我需要得胜罪恶的力量。
Because I need a power to be victorious over sin.
所以按地位来说
，positionally，
我已经不定罪了。
I'm never condemned.
但是按状态来说
，according to the state，
我需要胜过罪恶。
I need to be victorious over sin.
所以我需要得胜。
So I need to be victory.
上帝已经，基督已经救我脱离这起死的身体。
Because Christ has delivered me from this body of death.
基督要继续带领我们过一个圣洁的胜罪恶的生活。
He will continue to lead me into a life of holiness and victorious over sin.
所以我们所需要的是什么？
So what do we need now?
我们是需要的这个圣灵的引导。
We need the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的助能给我们的能力。
And also power coming Holy Spirit.
所以呢，如今在基督里已经不定罪。
So now in Christ there is no more condemnation.
为什么有这样的一个地位呢？
But how come we have such a position?
因为是生命圣灵的力。
Because the law of the Holy Spirit that gives life.
他已经拯救我脱离罪和死的力量。
He has saved me from sin and the law of death.
感谢上帝。
Praise God.
将我们看见另外一个律君来了。
So we see another law coming to us.
刚才有什么律呢？
What are the laws there?
我内心的律。
The law within me.
犯罪的律。
The law of sinning.
现在有什么律呢？
Now what more law comes in?
圣灵的律君。
Law of the Holy Spirit.
所以第八章答案就来了。
So the solution coming from chapter 8.
How to live a victorious life.
我怎样过一个胜得胜的生活呢？
How to continuously conquer the sinful nature in my life.
怎样能够继续的攻克我内心里面罪的性质呢？
How can I live joyfully to glorify God?
怎样能够很喜乐来荣耀神？
How can I always overcome my own body?
我怎样能够攻克我自己的罪身呢？
Own lust.
我自己的情欲呢？
How can I live to please God?
我怎样能够一个讨神喜悦的生活呢？
Obedient life.
能够一个顺服的生活。
Just like when His Son Jesus Christ on this earth lived obediently before Him.
就好像他的自身的儿子在地上过一个讨他喜悦的生活。
When Jesus was in the world.
当耶稣在地上的时候。
He was anointed and He always obeyed the Holy Spirit.
他被膏并且他顺服圣灵。
That is the secret.
这就是秘诀了。
If I am in Christ.
如果我在基督里面。
I should live also to submit my all freedom before the sovereignty of Holy Spirit and His guidance.
我也能够过个圣灵带领，把我就是自由主权降服在神的带领之下，神我。
感谢神。
Praise God.
这就是第八章要谈的话。
This was going to be expounded in chapter 8.
第八章要谈到这些事的时候。
Chapter 8 before he talk about this.
还是提到律法，还有这个基督从基督肉身所受的死。
He talked about the result of the law and Christ's death in his flesh. Then next week, we expound more clearly. I truly believe that when you expound the Bible this way, you understand this manner. For your doctrine, your whole life. And also the working of the Holy Spirit in you, and also your life after God, will be so profitable. May God bless you. Let's pray. As we bow our head and close our eyes, anyone?
Say,
God, I want to thank you. You now solve many questions in my life. The light illuminate me. So that the cloud of sky now see your light. For my whole life, in my life, I want to experience abundance. And also submit to your guidance. I want to thank you. This kind of people, just raise your hand. Praise God. We be quiet before the Lord.